is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Democratic candidate Joe Biden's lead over U.S. President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania climbed from 5,000 votes early Friday to about 29,000 votes by late night, and that margin is expected to grow as remaining ballots are counted. Winning this pivotal state would propel Biden over the required threshold of 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the presidential election. Mr. Biden addressed supporters on Friday, but stopped short of claiming victory. If Mr. Biden does take Pennsylvania, his Electoral College lead would increase to 273 votes over Trump's current 214 vote total. Mr. Trump on Twitter Friday warned Biden not to claim early victory, saying that he could do the same and that legal proceedings are just beginning. Mr. Trump has accused Democrats of engineering fraud and irregularities to prevent him from winning re-election. But Benjamin Hovland, who serves on the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, told VOA there's been no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the country. He said it would be very difficult to pull off and require a vast conspiracy of people willing to commit thousands upon thousands of felonies. Meantime, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Saturday he hoped the next U.S. administration will have learned that sanctions cannot make Tehran bow to American policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has applied a maximum pressure policy and tough sanctions against Iran since his withdrawal from a landmark nuclear agreement with that country. Rouhani said in a televised speech, "We hope the three-year experience will be a lesson for America's next administration to abide by laws and regulations and return to its commitments." Iranian officials have said they will focus on the policies of the next U.S. administration rather than who becomes president. Tehran also stressed that